Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. I'd like to make an appointment for our guinea pig, Jack.
Alrighty. Have we seen Jack before?
Yeah, you have. Okay, I think he needs another injection for his arthritis, that's all.
Yep, alrighty. And what's Jack's surname?
Murgatroyd, Murgatroyd.
Perfect.
And if we can make it for 4 p.m. Anytime this week except Wednesday, if possible, if not next week.
Alrighty. Now, the last time we saw him in August, and the vet recommended either fortnightly or monthly.
Yes. So we did that. So we brought him back for 3 weeks in a row to give him his injections, and she gave me some medicine to give him twice daily. We're starting to run out of that medicine now, and he is starting to show signs of having pain again from the arthritis. So
yeah, alrighty, because we keep going with those injections monthly ongoing, is what her notes were in there.
Hasn't updated her notes then, because she told us just to get them done
as
needed, sort of thing. Yeah.
No worries at all. So when were you wanting to book him in for?
Is tomorrow afternoon at 4 available?
Yep, I can do that for you.
Excellent. Oh, hang on, just let me double check the time. Sorry. No, that should be fine.
Okay, no worries. And you're running out of both medications or just one?
So we only had the one.
I've got here Tramadol and Meloxicam, or did you just switch from one to the other?
I don't know. We'll need to sort that out tomorrow.
Which one are you on at the moment?
I'm not sure. It's the pain medication. So it's the what's it called? Tramadol or whatever it is?
Yeah, the Tramadol. Alrighty.
Tramadol, yeah.
I've got here, she said you can use the Meloxicam intermittently ongoing.
But we never got any of that, so...
That's so strange, because you paid for it last visit,
I thought we paid for the Tramadol last visit.
Yeah, you paid for both. You got 10 mils of each, according to the bill.
No,
we didn't.
You
paid for the injection, the revisit, you got the Meloxicam and the Tramadol.
Right.
So you only went home with one medication and
correct.
Didn't... Yeah, okay. That's so right. Next time if that happens, just give us a ring in... advance, so that way we can actually fix it up. Otherwise, it leaves a lot of confusion given that time span. But we can sort it all out tomorrow. Just bring whatever medications that you've got and whatever ones you need refilled, and we can just do that for you tomorrow, and we'll get his injection sorted as well.
Yeah, so, okay, cool. Can he see the vet tomorrow as well?
Not at 4 o'clock, no.
All right, okay. So I want an appointment with the vet, please.
Because I
want him checked over. Yeah. Sorry, I'm running out of time. I've got a meeting to get to, so I've really got to get off the phone the next minute or so.
I can do 3:40 for you tomorrow.
No, it has to be 4 o'clock. What about Thursday at 4 o'clock? Is that available?
Dr. Vanessa won't be here for the remainder of the week, so if you're happy to see Dr. Brock, then yes, I can do 4 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay.
3:40 is all she's available for tomorrow. Otherwise, it's with one of my other vets for the rest of the week.
Okay, let's do 3:40 tomorrow then. We'll just have to work around it.
Yep, no worries at all. Okay, we'll see you then.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's okay. Bye.